Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's not here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nucking. This is PTSD, but we're here. We're living. Two things that I really want to quickly bring up.
A whole lot of nucking. Would you like to talk about a whole lot of nucking? Never nucked before. What is a nuck?
Did I say nuck?
He said nuck.
I don't believe you.
Okay, roll back the tape, Steve.
Play back the tape. Luke's not here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nucking. This is... The funny thing is, it's me playing back the tape, and I'm just going to edit it to me going, nothing.
God, I hope you do.
That'd be very funny.
Oh, damn. I guess I was wrong about that. Huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's weird. Now,
stop doubting me.
Okay. So, what were we going to say?
I would like for us to first get in front of this. We didn't do a song this time.
No, I got to be honest.
Bad timing.
I think, first of all, bad timing. Second of all, I think 1 week isn't enough given the fact that we now also have to record songs.
Yes.
Just takes a long time.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you record your first one. That probably took a lot of time.
Not really.
No?
No, I did it in like an hour.
So that's nice. I never have a free hour.
Well, I didn't like mix it at all, really. Sometimes.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, like, I just threw it all on there. Which, by the way, my parents said they were both really good and we should actually release them.
Like, yeah, they like them.
We'll release them as a joke, but I'm not releasing
Thanks,
them
for Mom.
Real.
Thanks, Mom.
Whatever.
So, but thank you. If you will listen to them, we will release them.
Yeah, but we didn't do a song for this week because we just didn't have time, but we will for next week.
It is for next week.
It'll be ready. It'll be prepped. It'll be... prepared.
What is it again? It's 90s hip-hop hype.
Yes.
I'm having trouble finding examples.
There wasn't a lot of hip-hop that was hype.
Has to be like Beastie Boys. It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, but I mean, because like you don't think of hype when you think of 90s rap. I think of just like,
you think
of like Fuck the Police. That's what I think.
Yeah. And even, I think that was 80s.
Yeah, but then like, you know, like,
or then
Tupac,
like,
Biggie.
Right. But they're all like laid back and like, you know, like.
Yeah, they are. When they rap, they are really laid back, which is so funny because they were all like heavily in gangs. Like, it was
they were killed by gangs.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, yeah, so we don't have a song this week, but get over it. Fucking.
Too bad.
You had a gig.
Yeah.
Which is Maxima.
I had a gig. It was pretty
It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We,
how do you think from a performer standpoint that you did?
A lot better than last time.
Mm-hmm.
Still not up to snuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. You definitely had a better crowd to work with.
Yeah, that was really nice. There's a lot of people that were very engaged. Mm-hmm. We finally had the biggest crowd out of all the bands.
You did.
Which was really nice.
That was really, really cool. Which I said earlier, I'm all over the place with my timelines. I said the other day after the show to you, I said, well, you guys have different people in your band from different places and that know different people. So that was nice.
You have a lot of pools
to
draw.
People in. Yeah. And there were also just like a lot of people that like, were people from college or
because it was all Fredonia bands.
Yeah, just people came in to see, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, so I couldn't believe it. I saw people I didn't think I'd see again.
Yeah.
Just kind of, it almost felt high school-y, which is weird.
I was actually very glad that I didn't see a ton of people I knew.
Yeah.
You know, it was just
for
like,
me, it was really just the bands.
It was enough to be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And that was about it. Which
well,
nice.
Somebody from my high school did show up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh,
director of Reservoir Dogs.
He went to Chatham?
Mm-hmm. He was in my chemistry class. No, I had physics.
Filmmakers don't come out of Chatham.
No. No, they don't.
How'd he make it?
Well, I'm lying. So that's
good.
How that
perfect.
Works.
But yeah, so I thought you guys did really well. I think that the crowd was amazing, like in terms of engaging with you all. I think it was a little strange that they had like a row of tables and then everyone.
Well, there was two rows of tables originally.
There was, yeah.
And I talked to some guy. I'm like, hey, get rid of the tables. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
And
that must have felt good.
It felt kind of good. And then he went and he kicked people out of the tables.
He did.
They were
he really
down.
Did. Well, also, I didn't realize. Oh, this is something very funny to talk about, actually. The band that was on before you guys,
mm-hmm.
like before the whole night started, not the Burkharts, like the band when we were all waiting outside. we were watching through the window, uh-huh. and it looked like what can only be described as culty.
Hmm.
You probably heard the music, right?
No, we couldn't hear any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we just saw them on the stage.
There were about 15 people on the stage, all singing, step touching, clapping.
What?
And they were like, they bring the mic to someone and they'd start singing like in the crowd and they bring it back. And the whole time we were just making jokes, but we were like, there's definitely religious undertones.
Singing?
I don't know, but it's culty for sure.
That is weird.
And they went so far over.
They went a whole set over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They played like an extra set.
Yeah.
Which really pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah. Because you guys, you started late. Mm-hmm. And people were like there to see you at a specific time. And yep. then you were there super late.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe you stuck around. That was very nice of you.
I don't know why.
Why did you do that?
Looking back,
I
wanted
pizza. As a gesture, you knew I'd get
and
pizza.
And I knew you'd get pizza with me.
Well, you did get pizza. It was really good too.
It was actually
I had
delicious.
That pizza and then the next day I woke up wanting that pizza.
Yeah, again. It was delicious. And that guy came and he was like, hey, that's going to give you heartburn. That guy who walked by us.
Did he?
Remember? Yeah. Said that pizza's gonna give you heartburn.
Fuck off. It
and
didn't.
I was like, it didn't. I pooped it.
I definitely pooped it.
But that was about
it's
it.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's okay, poop. Gosh, I'm scruffy.
You're a little scruffy.
I got shaved. I got shaved back to the just the stash.
I like the just the stash.
I
just
prefer
one stash.
Just one stash instead of two stashes.
You ever think about how when you have a mustache, it's really like three mustaches that you have? Your eyebrows and your upper lip. They're each
you
a
think
mustache.
Should these be called mustaches?
I think so. I think they should be two stashes.
What if you took all the like skin from my face and it was just like hair? How would that look on like a silhouette?
Oh, it's just the hair from your face? That sounds disgusting.
I feel like it'd be really bad. So this place that you had the gig had insane drink prices. And I'm pissed, okay? Because they don't put the prices on the menu.
That's what the bullshit thing was. Because they were like normal New York prices, which is too much.
Right.
Which is
right.
ridiculous.
Right. But if I order a gin and tonic and it's like $14, $15, and you don't tell me it's $14,
$15?
Well, because, the whole thing plus tip came out to be about 70, five drinks.
Oh my God.
Five drinks.
Oh my God.
$70.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Dude,
because if I had known, I wouldn't have gotten three drinks because two of them I bought for other people and I was like, I can't.
Dude, same thing. 100% the same thing. Because before I went on stage, I'm like, I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, can I just get what's your beer? He's like, it's $8. I'm like, that's expensive. I've seen things about that expensive, but like, fine. I'm not going to say never mind.
Right. For $2 more at any bodega, you can get a six pack. That's crazy.
And you paid 15.
Yeah.
That is
for
so
one,
much
for,
money.
For basically 1.5 ounces of alcohol, I paid $15. Just think about that for a minute. Fucked up.
You could buy a whole thing of vodka.
We need to bring back Prohibition.
Or gin. Yeah. Do we?
Because then we'd have more speakeasies.
And more expensive alcohol.
Correct. No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Because, why don't we just make our own?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Max did that.
Really?
Remember that? Do you remember when he was doing that? He was making...
Made his own beer?
Yeah, he made mead underneath his bed in milk gallons.
That's disgusting.
Really good.
Was it good?
Well, it was apple and honey flavored.
Oh, that's probably amazing.
No, it was
I
was
do
delicious.
Love mead.
And
mead is better than wine.
Mead is better
People
than
are going to be mad that I said that. But mead is better than wine. Also, reds are better than whites.
I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I don't love wine.
It's coming out.
I don't love
You're
wine.
You're so brave. You're
Thank
so
you.
Brave. Do
Thank
it.
You. I hope my parents aren't upset. They love wine.
Wait, so you don't like wine at all?
No, I like wine. It's just like, it just makes me feel worse.
I agree with you.
100% of the time.
I agree with you 100% because every time I have wine, I either pass out immediately, like after two glasses, I'm tired, I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Or the hangover the next day from wine
way worse.
Is the worst because the sugar, dude, it's just sucks
and
you.
It gives me my stomach ache every time.
Yeah, your tummy really gets fucked up by it. But I'm a red guy.
I'm also a red guy.
I'm gonna have wine. I want red and I want it paired with my meal.
Dry.
Yes.
I want a dry wet red wine.
Right. To go, oh, a red wine with a steak?
Okay. It has its spot. I think
fucking please.
I think it's a flavonoid.
Yeah. But I do have to say I know nothing about wine.
With notes of nuts and paprika.
And paprika.
You were gonna say paprika.
Was, yeah. But no, I think that wine itself, I know nothing about. I'll state that very clearly. I don't know anything about. Like, if you were to be like, oh, what pairs up with this? Or like, how would you describe this kind of wine? I have no idea. And maybe I'll learn one day, probably not. So like, I don't really care. I'm a beer guy.
Yeah,
I chose a brewery, not a vineyard, you know?
On like, purpose.
Right.
And you know what shows that? We did a light beer taste test.
We did.
On Friday.
And it was awesome.
It was really great. I was very surprised at the results. Mm-hmm. I think we can taste beer better than we thought we could.
I think so, too.
That's what I found.
I think so, too. Now, granted, I was the one, I didn't guess any. Oh, you guys guessed.
Right. Yeah, you knew.
But I did try all of them, and I figured out my favorite is my favorite. But yeah. my seeds are very different than I thought they would be.
So which beers did we try out? We tried
Coors Light, Miller Light.
Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light. Michelob Ultra, Corona Extra.
Corona Light.
But isn't that what it's called? I don't know.
Corona Extra is like the full version, and then Corona Light is the light version.
Okay, yeah, Corona Light.
And then a weird one we picked at random.
I don't even know what the last one was. It was the last one on my list.
Yeah. I think it was like...
So I don't care. It's a throwaway.
I think it was Hispanic in some way.
Maybe? I don't know.
And it looked like there was Spanish on it.
Possibly.
And so we kind of entered into the tournament here of Coors versus Miller.
Coors versus Miller, which is a huge thing apparently that like DraftKings is doing. Good for you guys. But I know what I like.
I thought I hated Coors the most. I put Miller at the bottom of my list. I was very surprised by that.
Which is unbelievable because Miller's my top.
Was it your top?
It was my top one.
That's crazy.
It's so good. It's really great
your
taste.
Top,
that's filling.
Your top was my bottom.
Yeah. Which is weird because you're a top and I'm a bottom.
Yeah, that's strange.
That doesn't make sense.
Maybe we're switches at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we can do anything we want to do. And I love that about us.
I do love that about us.
But Miller is the best. Here's why Miller's the best. It's because it has almost a sweetness to it.
It is sweet.
That Coors doesn't have. Coors is more on the bitter side.
I think that's why I like Coors more.
Yeah, you're a bitter guy.
I don't like the sweetness as much.
Do you like the Negronis?
The Negronis that you made?
Those? Yeah.
I thought they were okay.
Those are really bitter.
Those are too bitter. It's like a different kind of bitter. It's like this tangy bitterness.
I wouldn't say tang.
What
do you think is the most tangy thing?
I'm trying to think of a good example.
When I think tang, I think barbecue.
No, I think like vinegar.
That's not tang.
I'm wrong. No, I know. I'm not.
That's
I know.
Not, that's
I know
not
I'm
all
wrong.
Tang.
But what's tang is barbecue?
Yes.
So what else would you...
Which I think has a little bit of vinegar in it, but...
What would you describe as tangy?
Most southern foods. That have a little slight bit of like... I don't know. Not necessarily a bite to them, but like a tang.
A tang.
It's hard to describe, to be honest. But I think when I think tangy, I think
Avatar
barbecue.
Tang?
Oh. Yeah, tang. The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender, yeah. I don't know. Okay, so maybe tang is the right word. Isn't the right word. But it's like, I don't know, the Negroni has like this like...
Punch you in the fucking face.
No, it's like the bitterness in cranberry? Like if you have like cranberry juice?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Where it's like this like this acidity, but not... I can't even describe it. Where like sticks to your tongue in like a weird way.
I guess
it's
so.
Like very, yeah. It's an acute flavor.
Yeah. Corona's much more smooth.
Very sharp.
Or not Corona. Coors is much more smooth.
Coors is smoother. But there's a smoother bitterness.
But it's also the alcohol content.
Alcohol content has a lot to do with it. Yeah. But yeah. I also like IPAs. So I don't know.
If you like IPAs, that makes sense for you liking Coors. I feel like Coors is closer to an IPA than Miller is.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I was a Coors guy in college. Now I'm a Miller guy.
That's grown up.
Yeah. That's I like it.
My top was Corona.
Which is fire. It was my number two.
Yeah. Corona's really good.
It's what was your whole list? Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's right next to you, actually.
Oh my God, it is. Would you look at that? Let's hope no one puked on it. Number one was Corona. Oh, no, yeah. Number one was Corona. Here, okay. I also described all of them.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the. Can you give me the descriptions, please?
I described it as, I like it, and it has small stank. 7 out of 10.
It does have small stank. You know what has big stank? Modelo.
Modelo has big stank.
You pop that open, people honestly think you're smoking weed. It's dank.
It's that good. Yeah. I love a Modelo.
Modelos aren't bad.
I like but I prefer a Corona. Stank. I like having them warm because they're stankier. Ugh. Yeah, have them in a hot car.
Oh, no.
No, I've never done that. I've never done that. Number two, I had as I think it was the Hispanic one, the one you liked the least.
That was your number two?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I hate it. 7 out of 10, like medium.
Medium?
I don't know what medium means, but that's what I put. Number three was Michelob. I said love. Don't know why it wasn't my number one. 7 out of 10. Small stank, but good.
What?
And then we're looking at four, which is, which was the Coors. I said good stank. 6 out of 10. Lil Nick. Thought it tasted a little bit like nicotine. Number five, my second to least favorite was Bud Light. I said neutral, 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm not a big, I don't like Bud Light.
And then I had 4 out of 10 least, Miller Light. And I said it was sweet.
Wow. That's why it was my top. Miller was my one. Mm-hmm. I love the descriptions though.
Thank you.
Miller's my,
no, that doesn't make
Lil
any sense.
Nick
when you
is
look
so
at
funny.
It. Lil Nick is really funny.
Yeah. So my top was Miller. Then Corona, then Michelob, Coors, actually, Bud Light, the last one.
Really, Coors, Bud Light, the last one. But Miller was on top.
Miller's on top.
That's funny.
I love Miller.
Yeah. I think that truly means you love Miller.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Do you think that not doing it blind affected any of your results?
Could be.
Maybe a little bit.
I think it could, yeah. I think that it definitely wouldn't, I wouldn't use it in a textbook. Be like, this study showed. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I would. On my textbook. I'm making a textbook.
Really?
Yep. And I'm having Cassie.
It's going to be on Pearson.
Cassie's producing it. Cassie Pearson.
It's going to be on Pearson's.
It's going to be Pearson textbook.
But you can buy it on Pearson's?
No. It has to be at the bookstore and it has to be upcharged 200%.
Because she doesn't own Pearson's.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
She could.
I don't know about that.
I could. But she could
You
better.
Could for
She'd
sure.
She'd be better at it.
Correct. But she's not. She doesn't even have the name.
Right, I do have the name.
You have Rinaldi.
And Rinaldi's very close to Pearson.
It really is the closest. It's one line on the first letter.
We actually were locker mates, so.
Were you really? You and Pearson?
Mm-hmm.
The owner, the creator?
RP. PR. We were public relations nightmare.
PR. What is?
The alphabet.
What's RP?
RP, that's role playing, baby.
Role-playing?
Sometimes I'm the Grimace. I'm Grimace from the McDonald's characters. And
it's
you're the
last time I buy Grimace from Memorial. It's so chewy.
And you're the Hamburglar.
I am the Hamburglar.
Aaron would be the Hamburglar.
Dude, I would kill it as the Hamburglar. If they do a live action McDonald's movie, which is coming, by the way. There's no way they're not going to do it. Look at all these ones that they're doing.
Are they really?
I mean, no, I don't know, but I'm assuming.
Well, of course they're going to. They have to.
Look, they just made a Mario movie. What's next?
Yeah.
McDonald's. That's just it's the clear pipeline to the next one.
Oh my God. Imagine if McDonald's could make its own toys.
If they announced we're making a McDonald's movie, I would audition immediately. I mean, immediately, I would get an agent. I would buy a publicist. I would make sure I get an audition.
And you're auditioning for the Hamburglar.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd kill it. I said the other day, if I was going to play any character, I feel like playing like a villain in a sci-fi thing would be I would be prime in it.
You would have been really good. I think,
like I said the other day, I was like, man, I would have been a Sith.
if I was in
the Star Wars universe, I would have been a Sith.
Yeah. I would have been a Qui-Gon, I think.
No, you wouldn't. If anything,
I would have been.
No, you wouldn't have been a Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon Jinn? Yeah, of course I would have been.
No, no. You give me Han Solo vibes.
Han Solo?
Yes. You'd probably like have a junky ship and you'd fly around like stealing things.
Excuse me. I am not nearly that courageous. I feel like I'm much more on the crunchy side of things.
Han Solo's not courageous. He's courageous because he has to be. He's forced into a situation where he has to be courageous. He doesn't want to. He's sitting at the bar and he's like, how much are you going to pay me to take my ship? And he's like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to because you're paying me. And then the whole time he's like, I better get my money. I better get my money. He doesn't want to be there. And then he learns how to love.
Touch my knee?
Yeah. I know how much you like to be touched.
Normally, I don't mind. It's just when strangers do it. Rubbing my fucking shoulder after I played a gig, it just really upsets me. Just like 10 seconds is too
disgusting,
long, I think.
Truly. But yeah, you're a Han Solo for sure.
That's interesting. I feel like I'm not so greedy. Am I that selfish?
No, but I think, I don't mean like you're his character. I think you're laid back. Which he is laid back.
I feel like Qui-Gon's laid back. I really want to be, I'm really pushing this Qui-Gon thing for me. I'm in my Qui-Gon.
Well,
era.
Do you want to die and then watch a whole bunch of shit happen then reappear randomly?
Yes, he lives forever.
He does live forever. That's true.
Pretty fucking cool.
Which doesn't make any sense because he didn't give himself to the Force.
No,
he didn't. He didn't surrender to the Force before. He got stabbed with a lightsaber.
Maybe
that's
he,
what happened.
No, remember when he was meditating before he fought.
Maybe he gave part of himself up a little bit.
I think so. Aaron, I might do a bad thing.
Oh, no.
I might read a Star Wars book.
Why is that bad? I never would, but why is that bad?
I feel like it's crossing a threshold.
It is. You're going to get in. You're going to start hearing characters that don't even fucking matter.
Yeah. But it's what happens after episode 3. That's the book. It immediately picks up as soon as he becomes Darth Vader.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds kind of cool, right?
That does sound nice.
But I'm crossing a threshold. I feel like I'm not.
Is it about Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I feel like I'm not a complete nerd geek yet.
Yeah.
But
once you read a Star Wars book, you don't turn back.
I'm in the deep end at that point.
You don't turn back. So
I have a 4-hour train ride to see Cassie. A 4-hour train ride back. And I'm thinking, could probably slam through that thing.
Is it like a standalone? It's its own book?
It's a trilogy. But it's
written by who?
It's the last book in the trilogy. Because the second book in the trilogy is the third episode, the third movie.
Did these books come out before the movies?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
Yeah, so they made a trilogy, and the first two books are the...
No, the first book is between episode 2 and 3. The second
book... So
the
Clone Wars.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, yep. It's called Labyrinth of Evil.
Jesus Christ.
If I do it, I'm going to get back to you. And can we make fun of it so that way I don't feel so
this
bad
is
about
bad.
Reading
this,
it?
No, this is really bad.
It's not
now
good.
I just want to be in a movie, though. I want to be in a Star Wars movie.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be the best. I would
I
love
think
to just
be a good Sith.
I just want to be in any movie, not a horror film.
Can I tell
like
you?
To be
can I tell you what kind of which villain I think you would be the best at?
Yes, please.
I think you would have been great in Die Hard as Alan Rickman's character. That's who I think you should be.
The guy, the foreign guy.
The foreign guy, yeah.
Who's like all dressed up.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to get into this bank.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman.
I don't know if I would do well in that role.
I think you'd make it your own, but I think you'd be really good at being on the phone and being like, fuck you.
Maybe yeah,
not.
I guess.
Maybe not. I guess, no, maybe you're a bit more flamboyant than that.
No,
there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't know if I would be, because I'm trying to think of other ones that I would be good at, though.
Villains for Aaron.
I think I could do an Anakin vibe, but I was thinking.
Yeah, you'd be really good at it. I think you could do Anakin. You talk like him sometimes. That was a burn, by the way. That was a burn.
Fuck you. What do you mean I talk like him sometimes?
I hate sand.
I do hate sand. That's
say
true.
Stuff like that.
I do hate sand.
gets in between all the, it's getting my crevices. From my
they
point of view, the Jedi
turn
are
you
evil.
Against me. No, I really want to watch the third one.
Right.
He turned you against me.
Liar! Liar!
No!
we got to do a shot-for-shot remake
yeah,
of that
we
movie.
Do.
With just,
we should.
Just superimposing you over top
you
of...
against me.
Christopher Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen.
Two names that were not.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I think...
Oh, you know what I would be amazing at? What? Because he sucks at is John Wick. I'm out on Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Dude, I just don't... I mean,
I love
maybe
Keanu
it's
Reeves.
Just the character of John Wick that's just supposed to be just so out of touch with fucking emotion that he can't talk like a normal person. But God, every line he delivers makes me so uncomfortable. Am I going to go see the fourth one? Of course.
Is it coming out?
Yeah.
Can I come with you?
This year? Yeah, sure. You have to watch the other ones.
Okay.
Because they are continuous. Like, they go one into another.
Damn, that's kind of cool.
It's like chapter one, chapter two, chapter three.
So, you like the movies, clearly.
Well, they're great action movies. As action movies.
Well, that's the thing.
They're great.
Well, isn't that the whole point?
But he sucks.
Have you seen The Matrix?
No. I haven't seen The Matrix.
You gotta see The Matrix. He does the same thing. He's very blank.
I did watch Speed, though. Speed's good.
Is he in Speed?
And he's great in Speed.
Interesting. See, I think he's rebooting his action character because I watched a YouTube video essay about this, so therefore I am an expert. Essentially, what he's doing is he's creating this character that isn't anything, so you can place yourself in his body. You can live vicariously through him because there is no character. You can imagine, you can interpret everything he does through your own lens.
I don't like that.
No, it's definitely bullshit, but I like the idea.
It's like it's like method acting. I think method acting is the dumbest thing in the fucking
method
world.
Method acting is dumb.
It sounds so dumb. Well, oh, I'm just going to be this other character until we're done filming. In my everyday life, I'm going to be them. That's so fucking stupid.
That doesn't make sense. I get doing like, okay, maybe my character worked at a bakery or something. I'm going to go work at a bakery for a day.
Right.
See what that's like.
Yeah.
But like beyond that, that doesn't make any sense.
Makes zero sense.
It's
I don't
like
get it.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
He went way too far.
Yeah. I don't know if he went way too far.
You don't think so?
No, he for
you
sure
You think
did.
He should have sent dead rats to people?
No, he for sure did. He's also one of the weirdest people alive.
Yeah,
I don't like
is.
Him at all.
No, he's fucked up. Can we bring the attention back to me for a second? I'm feeling a little bit...
Yeah, of course.
A little bit ignored here.
Oh, because I said you're Han Solo.
You're
mad about that. I know you are. Deep inside, you're upset, even though I think that's a great pick.
It's a good pick, and Han Solo is actually really fucking cool. So, like, I'm not going to complain about it.
It's Harrison Ford.
But what I am going to say is that I think if I'm a movie character, I think I'd play a good... And maybe this is somewhat arrogant in a way, but I think I'd play a good Paul Rudd. I think I'd be a good Paul Rudd character.
In which movie?
Have you seen
Ant-Man?
Not Ant-Man.
I think you could do Ant-Man, actually.
I think anybody.
I think
do
you could
Ant-Man.
Do. I think you could do Paul Rudd. I think you could.
I think okay, here. Have you seen the movie with him? Who's the guy? Who's Marshall in? Jason Segel.
I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man.
I haven't seen it.
I think I could do that character. It's a good movie.
Okay. I think you could do most Paul Rudd films.
I think I could do Paul Rudd.
Our Idiot Brother, you could do.
Yeah, I could definitely do Our Idiot Brother.
That'd be good.
I'd be good at that one.
You'd be great at that one.
Especially with my long hair. Long hair phase. Woo, we love it.
I think
it.
You'd do great as Fontana, when his character in Anchorman.
I'd love to do Fontana.
Sex Panther.
It's Sex Panther.
It works 70% of the time.
It works
every time.
Every time.
That doesn't make sense. You'd do great as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think that's pretentious. Mm. Well, I think it is a little pretentious and arrogant, but I think you're right.
I'll take it. I'm happy being both of those if I'm agreed with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I turned him around. Look at that.
You're welcome.
And now it's back on me, baby.
That was back to you. Wait, didn't you say Aaron again?
Didn't you say like the other day, like you thought I would play a specific like character?
Yeah, I was talking about the Die Hard one.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And I guess I was wrong. But I don't know why I get that out of you. I think you could play good Snape too. I don't know if I could play Snape. I think you could. I think you have it in you.
Maybe.
I think after you do your first like 5 movies and you decide to become a little bit more serious, I think you could be the American Alan.
After I do my first American Pie movies. Get those right out of the way. Get your dues in. Then you
pay your dues. Be not so serious, and then you finally get a hit Canadian TV show called Aaron's Creek. We were talking about him, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. No, but I swear there was another one that you were talking about with me as well, but I can't remember honestly. But that's okay. That's just me forgetting things, being forgetful.
No, I've never forgotten anything.
Yeah, I honestly just. I would want to be in comedies in a sitcom. I would love to be in a sitcom.
That would be fun.
That'd be like the best.
That would be a lot of fun.
I would love that.
Should we write a sitcom and be in it so we can be in a sitcom?
We can barely write stuff for this podcast. I don't think we have.
We didn't write anything for this one.
No, this is, in case you haven't noticed, this has all been rambling.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We needed to get one in.
Yeah.
I had my night turned upside down. So.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone kind of did.
Could you hear what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You could hear it audibly?
Mm-hmm.
Was it loud?
There's some splatter.
No. Something very bad happened in my bathroom. And I'll leave it at that. If you want to know, ask.
DM us.
DM us. We'll
tell you. Yeah.
I wasn't there. Thank God. All right, is it weird?
Back at it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been literally months. Because like the break plus being in person.
Yeah.
So the last time we did Is It Weird must have been like July.
Yeah, definitely was the summer.
So it's been over 6 months.
Aaron, I like living with you.
I like living with you too.
It's a big step for us in our relationship. We moved in together. It's pretty sweet. And I just, I wanted to come out and say it.
No, thank you.
This has been nice.
Thank you. It means a lot. It means a lot to me.
Is it weird if I shave my hands? There's a description.
Please give me a description.
I don't shave anywhere else on my body. I don't shave anywhere else on my body. But my hands are seen every day at work. I am a man who works as a secretary, so I am constantly handing papers to my superiors. I want the papers to appear clean. Is it weird if he shaves his hands? What do you think?
Yeah, it's fucking weird. He's fucking psycho. Sorry, whoever this is, fucking psycho. Weird. If you... Shit. I'm just thinking, like, imagine the ring of just hair.
I know, right? Like, where do you stop? How do you choose the spot?
You're not shaving your hand unless you are Sasquatchian. Unless you have hair just building up on your hands, you don't feel the need to shave them. So there must be a clear line in the sand across your wrist.
You got to go a little bit up. Do you think he goes all the way up to his...
No, I think he just always wears long sleeves.
He just has hands, yeah. But you got to go a little bit up just in case, like, they see.
Yeah, because you're gonna have to go here, because if you're typing, it might go a little bit up.
Right, but if you're that hairy, do you think...
How hairy is this guy? It's like a gorilla?
He must be...
Was this written by Donkey Kong? That's crazy.
He must be shaving every day, because it would get stubbly.
Yeah, and that's got to be so
stubble on your... You could go like this to scratch yourself.
Oh, that'd be actually really
nice. That'd be kind of nice, right?
Like that. That must be nice. Did you do that? Cat? Yeah, you could be like, oh my God, I didn't like
that. That's gross.
That was disgusting.
Would you? But if it was that bad, if you grew hair on your hand like your face, would you shave it?
It would depend on how bad it is. Yeah. Like, truly, how bad is it? Because if it's a jungle, then I get it.
Yeah.
But if it's just normal, your hands are hairy, but not too hairy.
Yeah, mine aren't too bad. They'll get worse, I'm sure.
As time goes on.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue with jungles, though. Everyone's greedy and everyone's cruel. So they're coming after you.
God damn it. You son of a bitch. Give me the next one.
I want to go on record as saying I really like this song.
Thanks.
Is it weird if I don't wash my legs? Have you heard this one? I've heard this one on TikTok.
I've heard feet.
Or Cassie sent it to me.
I've heard feet.
You've heard feet?
Yeah.
I hope you watch. I wash my feet.
I do. Not every day, but I wash my feet.
Yeah, you got to do it at least every now and then. But they mentioned that.
Okay.
So they said, is it weird if I don't wash my legs? The soap falls down my body and no one goes anywhere near my legs.
I love that part.
All right. Okay.
Cool.
Congrats. Like no one actually washes behind their ears or between their toes, and those get much closer to people. I mean, I guess I don't wash behind my ears, but I wash my hair.
How are your toes getting close?
I don't know.
But your legs aren't.
Yeah, when is that happening?
I am baffled by this.
Do you think they... Maybe they like wear no socks. Maybe they're like they live down south or something.
At first, I thought it's a little bit weird, but like it's okay, I guess, as long as you're cleaning everything else. Like no one will notice. But now you're like, but you're
fucking... who's going near your toes?
Who's licking the toe jammies out of your toes?
And he's got them.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it's a man.
He's got a whole colony of rabbits in there. It's insane.
He has got potatoes growing between
his
toes. Also,
who's licking behind his ear? First of all, you do clean behind your ears when you wash your hair.
Right. I think...
You naturally clean behind your ears.
I never go deep. Do you go deep?
Well, I mean, you're scrubbing back here, so like, yeah, it gets in there.
Yeah, I would say that counts. Is he washing his hair?
Oh, no.
I wash between my toes. Do you wash between your toes? When you wash your feet?
No, I probably should, though.
I had to.
I feel like when I'm scrubbing the bottom, though, it just like kind of gets in there anyway.
Yeah, it kind of gets it, yeah. But, yeah, I feel like you don't have to, but I like it. I like to do it just in case.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I also try to keep my feet just very clean in general. Like, I always wear a clean pair of socks. So I don't smell.
I wear two pairs a day.
Sometimes I do too, most of the time. Especially like if you're running.
If I go on a run, I always clean, take them off and I put them in a clean pair.
Right.
But I'm weird about my feet.
Yeah. But this person, I'm wondering if they're just going like this and then they're done.
Yeah, no ass? Definitely.
There's no way they're cleaning their ass. If they're not washing their legs, they're not washing their ass.
No way. Their message stunk.
Mm-hmm.
I could smell it.
Yep.
I don't think they wash their ass either. Because is the ass part of the legs? There's the question.
I love this question. Is butt legs?
Is butt legs?
It is an age-old question. My friends from home and I have this argument all the time. Yeah, we're like, is butt legs?
I think yes. I'm going on record. Butt is legs.
Butt is legs.
Butt is not back.
No.
Butt is legs.
Butt is legs.
Yeah, you're with me.
You know
okay.
why?
Why?
Here's why, and it's scientific.
Oh, I love science.
I'm a scientist. Yeah. You're a man of science.
I'm
you know.
A man of science.
So you probably know this, but when you look at the crack, I almost lifted my butt up to show you.
When you
look at the crack, the crack is still separating the cheeks, right? Your legs are separated. So the separation goes all the way up your cheeks. Okay? I didn't like the slap either. But that means they're separate. And when you're moving...
Right. So that way they can clap.
Right.
With every step. That's what you're talking about? No. No, they can slide back and forth.
Specifically about Cardi B. Mainly.
We love Cardi B. We have three.
We have a lot of Cardi B merch
in this apartment.
All free from my job. So good.
But yeah, so I think the crack is the key indicator. that it is part of the legs.
Yeah, I agree.
Now,
if someone ever said butt is not legs, I'd go, what about the crack?
Yeah, what about the crack?
What about the crack?
Okay, I'm with you. Butt is legs.
Butt is legs. Is it weird to get professional photos taken of you as a couple without being engaged / married?
Ooh, that's a good one.
So like if you're just like dating someone, you go get professional photos taken.
Is there an event?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't think there's an event.
Like just because? I think
like just you, it's like they look like engagement or wedding photos, but you're just dating.
I don't know how Cassie feels about this, so.
Could be bad.
This could be bad for her. Weird.
Correct.
Weird.
I agree.
It is weird.
It's very weird.
I think she would also say it was weird.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Because
you're posting them like I see people post, so I understand what they're talking about. I see people post them, and then you swipe through because it's never just one. There's always a bunch. It's like a whole album, and you're swiping through, and it looks like, and I'm like, oh, they just got engaged. No, they just got professional photo. That's so expensive. Why would you do that?
Just because
you have an iPhone.
You could have gone out on a very nice dinner with that.
Right. Yeah,
the iPhone's honestly great. Have your friend just do that for
right.
you. I don't. Why do you think these people do this?
I think it's because. Well, first of all, it's like social media. I think they just want to show people.
I hate that.
They just want to show people. And also, I think it's maybe it's a way for maybe one person in the relationship wants to be engaged.
Yeah.
And they're like, they want to feel that feeling mm-hmm. of like, oh, this is what it would be like. Or
what
they're
are
like,
we gonna look
they're
like?
Showing them more, you know, like that kind of thing.
Or they're like trying to like take the relationship up like a step
right.
in a weird way.
Yeah.
And they won't.
Yeah.
I feel like it always has to be one person wants and the other one's
right.
like, fine.
No, I get so uncomfortable whenever I see it because I'm like, this something's off. I don't think both of you wanted to do this.
No. Would you do it?
No.
Would you say no?
I would say no.
What if they already bought it?
I'd say no.
You wouldn't go?
No, I wouldn't go.
Really?
I'd be like, why are we wasting money on this?
Well, now they're really wasting money because you won't go.
I'll send the dog.
Okay, I would do one with my dog.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be sick.
I would do it. I would totally do that.
All right, guys. I have to bring something up.
You always do this.
Because it's weird. That was weird, but I have to bring something up.
Oh.
Those of you who watch are generally close enough to talk to us.
Yeah.
Aaron has been looking at a cat.
I have been looking at a cat.
His name is Felix.
Felix.
And he wears a bow tie.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's very cute. He's a rescue.
He's a rescue.
I want to get him, but I don't think I can.
Can we talk Aaron into this, please?
I just don't. I don't have the time to take care of the cat.
There's four people who live here.
I know, but I don't trust mainly.
I would take care of Felix.
I know you would. I also don't feel, because I have friends that have pets.
They have cats.
That put their pets on other people when they go traveling or they have to like go somewhere, and they expect people to just do it. And I always feel like I'd be so mad if someone was like, I like need you to take care of my pet. And then I'm like, well, I'm busy. And they're like, well, what the fuck? Like if they get mad, you know?
Well, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that.
I know. I'd plan ahead.
You'd plan ahead. And here's the thing. Cats take care of themselves.
Yeah, but you got to do litter and shit. Where am I putting the litter?
Cats could go a week.
Where am I putting the litter?
The garbage.
No, where am I putting the litter box?
You could put it in your bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah? Ugh. I don't think so.
Put it in your room.
No, I don't want that. That's the thing. There's no other room to put it in.
You could put it in my room.
There's no space.
What if you put it in my room?
You
you take care of it. It's in my room.
I just come into your room while you're working on a call and scoop the litter
yeah.
in the back. But Felix is a gem.
We could figure it out. We could put it between that and the couch.
We could do that.
We could do that. Please, somebody talk to him because I haven't been able to get through.
Because I know that I don't have the time. I know I work from home, so I would spend all day with him.
Mm-hmm. Good. Cats need that.
Right. But then like I know that this year specifically I'm traveling a lot.
Boo. Get the cat. Get the cat. Boo.
I know you want me to. We could be cat dads.
I love that we cat dads.
Could be you and me cat dads.
We could take a photo shoot with him.
Oh, come now on. You're talking. Now you're talking.
Come on.
Because that's not weird.
We all if dress up. If he's
if it's
born
three
bros
up. Doing a professional photo shoot,
that's not weird. That's pretty cool, actually.
That's pretty dope. If it's two people who aren't engaged, if I don't see something shining in the pictures, I should start commenting.
You should start commenting.
What? What would I even say?
This feels like hot
this
dogs.
This feels wrong. Imagine wait, commenting, this feels wrong.
Wait, on what?
On people's posts. Like couples' posts. This feels wrong. This
feels wrong. Whose idea was
congratulations.
This? Congratulations. That's the one to do. That's good. Congrats.
Congrats. Ugh. You know the girl would be furious.
How far along are you?
That'd be awesome. They have one picture where like they're holding their stomach. That's good.
That's good.
Or you Photoshop all of their photos to have a baby.
You repost them. So happy for Jules and Juliet. Yes. Weird that your names are so close.
So weird that your names are so close. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, talk me into it, I guess.
Somebody.
I'm close, but it's mainly the litter.
He needs the hump. I think we could figure it out. I honestly think we could go over there. Or like under here.
Or we build a shelf. The cat could jump up.
I mean, it could. Back here? I feel like you could just stick one back here.
The smell, dude, is going to be... I'd have to really stay on top of it. Which I would, but...
You're Aaron Fern.
I know. I would stay on top of it, but still. Felix is fucking cute. I'll put a picture of Felix
Put a picture of Felix.
Felix is a goddamn cutie. But it's a maybe. It's a maybe.
It's a maybe. It's in the air.
It is. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you for listening. It's been a short episode. We've been very tired, so we apologize. But next week, we'll be back in action, normal. We'll have a song for you. We'll do some more bits. We'll do some more some segments. We got to do a Build a Boy Band again. We haven't done that in a minute.
We'll do a Build a Boy Band.
And then we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. Oh, that was juicy. That was a lot of spit.